Pipeline to Profitability with Alan Ferguson is sponsored by Service Professionals Australia, Australia's leading service industry training company. Looking to identify the most profitable area of your business? Visit serviceprofessionalsaustralia.com.au. And now, here's your host, Alan Ferguson.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Pipeline to Profitability. I'm Alan Ferguson and this is episode 33 of our How to Make the Phone Ring series. This is part 5 and our final part of the series, How to Make the Phone Ring. So to date we have provided 40 marketing ideas. Maybe they're ideas that you may already be using. Maybe there's some fresh ideas there. So today try to deliver another 10 ideas for the last series, and hopefully there's some stuff here that you can sink your teeth into and get in there and implement and add some additional calls. So number 41, outbound calls. Now I know what you're thinking. Outbound call is not it's not a way to make the phone ring, but trust me, this is a really important part of any marketing plan or any marketing initiatives, is to have systems in place that help you to have a reason to call an existing customer to book a service call. We talked about in the first series how using service agreements and is a great way to actually get back in front of your existing customers. When you're a multi-service company, you have service agreements for plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, maintenance. Using the outbound call is a way to actually get your technicians in front of your existing customers, those customers that have used your products and services before and like the way your business operates. So yeah, give outbound calls a try. What have you got to lose? Yeah. Okay, number 42, using review sites such as in Australia we have companies called TrueLocal. We do use Google review sites. There is lots of other review sites out there. Yelp is another one. It's not one that we use all that much. But so using review sites correctly is a great way to generate additional work. Now, we know that in the internet age that a lot of our customers, our new customers or potential customers want to check us out and make sure we're legitimate and doing a good job. But this is one thing, this is my view about review sites. If I was to go and jump on a review site to check out a company that I wanted to use and saw a company that didn't have any negative reviews, I would probably be a little bit cautious. You definitely want to have negatives. You don't want anything there that's not true. I've always said this. We get negative reviews because we've dropped the ball for whatever reason. So, it pays to keep an eye on the number of negatives you get there. But any company without any negatives is suspicious. So, using review sites is a great way to get extra phone calls. All right, number 43. Display advertisements, okay? Advertise on other people's websites using Google AdSense and remarketing. Now, I'm hearing a lot about remarketing and using ads that pop up on other people's sites. I don't have a lot of experience here. I know my team is currently playing around with that, and I'm hearing it getting talked about more and more. I think it's a great idea. For your name to pop up when someone, if you're a plumbing company and someone goes into, say, looking for products at like a Reese Plumbing Supplies, and up comes your name, I think that's a great way to get some extra calls. I know it's not that expensive. I can't personally tell you how to do it, but look, any time you want further information here, feel free to ring one of the guys at Service Professionals Australia. They're more than happy to help you here. So number 44, okay, Google AdWords campaign on specific terms with customer problems and locations. Okay, so as an example here, it's good to get in and focus on a suburb or focus in on a particular service that you do. And using Google AdWords campaigns on, you know, focusing on specific offers that you might have, or maybe focusing in on an area location that's close to your shop, is a good way to get some extra calls. Okay, 45, live website chat. If you have office staff, this is a good one, because many customers can't speak through the day but can leave a message. So if you're going to use this particular chat on your website, you've got to make sure you've always got someone there to man that. And I'm sure there's external companies that can provide you this service. Probably good, you know, if you're off, you know, you've got office staff that have the time to respond to this. I have never actually done this one as well, but we are going to move into this. But it's, anything that makes it easier for your customer to interact with your team, your company, is a good thing. So worth a try. 46, YouTube videos, basic DIY jobs, videos and problems identification involving a professional, just giving anything that is specific to, look, you have to be very careful about what type of information you do give on DIY, but it's something that's becoming really, look, not just in our industry, but with a lot of industries, the more you can help your customers to do stuff themselves. And as I said, with plumbing, electrical, heating and cooling, I'd be very careful about what you're helping. But look, as an example, let's say, you know, a plumbing company and you want to do a video on, you know, how, if your customer has an emergency and what procedures they would take to shut down their water system if it burst, or if there's a burst pipe, anything you can do that helps your customers is a good thing. So have a crack at that, see how you go. All right, number 47, using YouTube for video advertising, okay? So this is not a bad way to actually get some more, you know, you might tie this into the DIY and you might actually decide to do something that is, that comes in at the first, you know, you go to YouTube and 3-second advertising pops up at the start of the videos. This is probably not a bad way to, you know, maybe let people know that about your company, your existence, and just a message out there to the masses. Millions and millions of people use YouTube advertising, so maybe give some thought about a pop-up at the beginning of the YouTube videos. And I do know that there is software out there that cuts these ads off at the knees, but not everyone is actually using that, so it's not a bad way to get some extra phone calls. Yeah, number 48, transit media, advertising on local bus routes and advertising scooters and there's people out there that actually are driving around every day. You might want to put an advertisement up that draws attention to your services. I've always said that your own trucks is probably your best transit media advertising. But you can actually think outside of the box, and there's lots of companies out there that are more than happy to accommodate you if you really want to get the message out about your company. Okay, trailer advertising, number 49. Having a spare box. Do you have a spare box trailer? Do you have anything that you can actually get out there to get the message out? You want to try to position something in high traffic areas. And, we've tried various things. We use yard signs. We've talked about that in a previous episode. But yard signs are a great way to get your company name out there. And the way we do that, now I'll come back to the trailer advertising, but the yard signs can be placed, similar type of advertisement put onto a trailer or have it out there. But go back to the previous episode, we talked about the yard signs, and I think if you invest in this, and I know some really successful companies out of the US that swear that yard signs and this type of advertising has got the best return out of all the advertising and marketing they do. So it's worth a try, but the more you can get your name out there, the more people see you and will identify to you when they have a plumbing, electrical or heating and cooling problem. Shopper docket advertising, number 50. This is a good one, something that we have tried this over the years, and you know that when you go to like a Coles or a Woolies or an Aldi, they have the dockets and they have some advertising on those dockets. Look, it is another way to potentially get your name out there and, to market your business. Like I said, I wanted to give you lots of different ideas, things that you aren't already doing. Ideally, as I've stated in previous episodes, I would rather have 50 ideas to make one call and having one great idea that makes 50 calls. And, I keep going on and on about that because, there's so many different things that we can do. And I'm sure if I got serious with this, I could come up with another 50 ideas to make the phone ring once. But some of these things can be really low cost, and some of them can actually be no cost. It's just a little bit of your own time and labour to actually get an extra call. And I think we tend to, I feel, in my companies, that we tend to get a little bit lazy and we tend to throw money at Google AdWords and go for what's easiest, where a little bit of extra effort, we can find ways to get phone calls at a very low cost. And I feel it's ever so important to find out what is the lowest cost way to make a phone call and target that, target more of that. So, I probably have doubled up here. I'm going to throw some extra ones at you anyway. So 51, let's keep going. Windscreen leaflet placement at events and commuter parking. I know I can get a little bit annoyed with this sort of thing, but I have found some really good leaflets that have been left on my car at, say, the Easter show or an event that I've gone, oh, wow, that's clever, because I really did need that, like a chip windscreen or an alarm system or whatever it is that you want to, I'm not saying that's what we're going to do, but if you think about some of the things that the problems that people have on a day-to-day basis. Think about a leaflet and, maybe go into a commuter parking and put your brochures all over the cars. So, just another one, 52, run a community barbecue in partnership with a retailer. Okay, so like a Bunnings sausage sizzle. Set up a free plumbing or electrical or HVAC advice booth. And I know many of my friends in the US do this sort of advertising, marketing, and it's a really good way to get some extra calls. So, all right, so I'm just going to conclude now. You've had potentially 52 ideas from myself and the team at Service Professionals Australia, but here's just the final thing to conclude. And I feel this is really, it's really important part of marketing. And, test everything you do. I mean, this was the basis for me when I decided that I wanted to become a marketing expert in my industry, was to test everything you do. Okay, now you've been given 50 plus ideas on ways to make an extra phone call. Why don't you test them and see what is actually bringing the best results? And it's probably a good idea to go in and see where each and every phone call that comes into your business is coming from now. And you should be able to tie a cost into each call. And I know when I first started testing back in the day when Yellow Pages was all I did, I was absolutely shocked to find out that the cost of each call was more than what our average dollar sale was. And so that's when I started on a path of testing everything. So get in there, try to find out what the cost of each lead is for you, and be relentless about trying to reduce that cost and trying to get it at the lowest cost possible to keep your marketing costs as low as possible to actually increase the profits in your business. So anyway, that's about it for me today. That's the conclusion of our five-part series on how to make the phone ring. I want to thank you again for joining me, and look, feel free to reach out to the team at any time at Service Professionals Australia. You can ring on 1-300-307-413. Feel free to email us at admin@serviceprofessionalsaustralia.com.au. And yeah, I really do hope you found value in this podcast, and don't forget to go in to iTunes and give us a rating. Tell us what you think, you know, and that sort of helps to show our relevance to others out there that are looking for some useful ideas to make the phone ring. So, all right, well, thank you, and you all have a great day, and I look forward to joining you again on the next series.
Pipeline to Profitability with Alan Ferguson is sponsored by Service Professionals Australia, Australia's leading service industry training company. Looking to identify the most profitable area of your business? Visit serviceprofessionalsaustralia.com.au.